The news in touch with your world. I'm Jana Roos. Good afternoon. Cabinet reshuffle raises questions and Home Affairs DG's challenge of suspension to be heard in court. A surprise in President Jacob Zuma's cabinet reshuffle earlier today is that he did not create a position for Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma. This is according to a Northwest University political analyst, Theo Venter. Venter says although the reshuffle was somehow expected due to a number of vacancies in the national executive, it comes as a surprise that he did not create space for the potential hopeful Dlamini-Zuma. Venter adds that it is questionable that the SACP's Bladen Zimande has been axed out as Minister of Higher Education and Training.
At the practical level, it is very significant that Bladen Zimande was dropped. The second one that is very significant is that Mr. Slobo becomes Minister of Energy. That to me is a very, very weird kind of appointment. From security to energy, I smell a rat. There were two or three vacant positions in cabinet, so he had to do something. So in that sense, a cabinet reshuffle was expected. I am just surprised that there was no room for Dr. Dlamini-Zuma. That is interesting. And I think the retaliation on Bladen Zimande is a clear thing being left out of cabinet, because the way in which he criticized President Zuma as the national head became untenable.
And then Director General of the Department of Home Affairs, Mkuseli Apleni, is expected to challenge his suspension by Home Affairs Minister Hlengiwe Mkhize in the North Gauteng High Court in Pretoria today. Mkhize announced Apleni's precautionary suspension in a short statement last month, but did not give reasons for the suspension. Apleni was appointed to the position in 2010. On October 3rd, Apleni appeared in the High Court. However, his matter was not heard because the judge had too much on her plate. His attorney, S.J. Tema, said at the time Apleni believes that the minister does not have the powers to suspend him. Your top story at this hour, a surprise in President Jacob Zuma's cabinet reshuffle earlier today, is that he did not create a position for Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma. Reach OFM News via email at news@ofm.co.za.